Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural edition of Stroke the Bear, Poke the Bear, as I bring in the two-time Premiership champion, Ben Hannon.
Oh, there's so much news to discuss this week. A lot going on in the rugby league world.
No fence sitting allowed. The polar bear is going to be thrown a variety of topics. He will either answer with stroke the bear, meaning thumbs up and happy, or poke the bear, he's not happy. Are we ready, Ben Hannett, for the first question?
Far away.
Ivan Cleary will be the coach of the Penrith Panthers next year.
Not the complete truth, I believe, at this stage. I still think of this situation. I'm hearing a lot of rumours also that Trent Barrett is very keen for this job as well. Ivan Cleary, in the press conference that he had, didn't really answer questions. And of course, he's going to look at the best interests of himself and his family. There's an opportunity here to go back and play with his son at Penrith with the biggest junior base of rugby league players in the country with a great system there. But at the same time, he can't say too much because West Tigers have been so good to him. He's had a lot of success there. The fans love him there. He's in a great spot. So he'll be exploring every option possible at the moment. He hasn't locked anything down. I guarantee that. He wouldn't have done that yet.
Stroke the bear, poke the bear. NRL clubs need to lose the novelty jumpers and get back to just playing in home and away jumpers.
Oh, stroke the bear on this one. I 100%, after the weekend, we had women in the league round, which is great. We have Indigenous round. We have Heritage round. We've got home and away jerseys. How do you expect fans to fork out $150, $200 for a jersey six times a year, plus pay for your membership, which is thousands of dollars, and on top of that, a meat pie and a Coke, which sets you about $50 per person. You take a family to footy these days, it is expensive. So it would be great to see if there's one, two, possibly a third jersey, if you're Indigenous or a women in leagues round jersey, once alternative, one every second year, so that fans, because they love our game, they love their club, they want to be able to buy everything, give them the option of just three jerseys a year, and let's just leave it at that.
Wayne Bennett's legacy is going to be damaged by what's playing out in the media at the moment. Poke the bear, stroke the bear.
Poke the bear on this one. Wayne Bennett, people don't realise how much of an impact he's had on this Brisbane Broncos outfit. So back in 2014, when Wayne Bennett, 2015 he took over, end of 2014, their share price was at 26 cents. Now, they're over 50 cents. A lot of people have made a lot of money off Wayne Bennett, including the CEO. When his wage back in 2014 was in the 400,000s. He's now earning over $900,000 a year because of the influence and the stability that Wayne Bennett brings to the club.
All right, short answer for this one. You know the club well. Who's got more power at that club? Is it Bennett or is it Paul White?
Paul White, straight up. He's the CEO. He makes the decision. Now he's got to think what's the best decision for the club, for the shareholders, and for everyone else moving forward. And that's what Wayne's proven. He's been done and succeeded. Is it now the next step to move on? And where does he go here? Who's responsible then?
On the lighter side of the weekend was Jarryd Hayne. We've got a bit of audio we'll play first. Was he the highlight of the weekend?
Well, we're going to see one of these, Kevy. Look at these strapping.
A little this Hannibal is the beauty in job.
The... Well, we're going over the top.
Oh, the double.
Over the top.
The hot cross bun.
I'd just walk off.
Hot cross.
I'd be done for the night.
Jarryd Hayne, he's had a look at the big screen, no doubt, and can't believe that he's going to play out the rest of the game. As you said, Danny, so unkindly, looking like a hot cross bun.
So if you didn't see it, Jarryd Hayne copped one in the
bear
chin.
Bear on the button, the chin. And this is fantastic. Jarryd Hayne played outstanding, got a hat-trick. But the best thing is, this bloke who's earned millions of dollars, represented himself at the highest stage of many different codes, he's there, just like every other bloke, being embarrassed, getting strapped up. Not just a little stretch-up. We're talking his face completely covered, roundwards, upside down, every way possible. It was gold. It was beautiful. And it's nice to know that he's getting paid big bucks, that he can still look ridiculous on our TV.
Have you ever had one of those before?
No. If that happened to me, well, I'd just say, pull me off. I am done for the day. That when you know that's happening, it's a stitch-up. Clearly, one of the trainers, he said something during the week, and that trainer, I'm getting you back, and he got him back good.
It was excellent. Jonathan Thurston, is he setting himself up for retirement in the media with his very public comments about Broncos halves Milford and Nikorima?
Yeah, stroke the bear on this one. I love this. A player that's come out and said what he thinks. A lot of time we're so worried about the backlash of the media or the fans. Everyone's allowed their opinion. I love when people come out and say what their opinion. I don't have to agree with it.
The Gold Coast Titans, they will not make the finals for 2018. Should they be happy with where they're at?
No, they shouldn't. And from all reports, the players are loving playing for Garth Brennan. But the truth of the matter is, they're a chance to get in the wooden spoons. They're 2 points off being wooden spooners at the moment. And as much as you love being there at training and everything's hunky-dory, mate, you need to see improvement. But one area that I'm very happy about with the Gold Coast Titans is AJ Brimson. Now, this guy last week got pulled from his half position, put to fullback, and in the 10th minute made a try-saving tackle on the left-hand side of the field. The following play ran all the way to the other sideline and made another try-saving tackle on the other side. That's effort. That's commitment. That's someone, a young kid, that's giving his all. And that's the leadership moving forward for the Gold Coast Titan, that he's someone. I know a lot of talks about Ash Taylor and he's the future of that club moving forward. But you want to see someone that's going to give their absolute all. Remind me a lot of Jonathan Thurston. Jonathan Thurston, what makes him so great is he competes, he competes, and competes. AJ Brimson showed that on the weekend. If he can start doing that more consistently and players start following this young kid moving forward, we're going to see them climb up the ladder and climb up it quickly.
Our final stroke the bear, poke the bear. After the loss to Parramatta on the weekend, St. George are no chance of making it in week two of the finals.
Oh, they look so fatigued. And I'm not talking just about physically fatigued. They look mentally fatigued. I don't know if they're having too many video sessions, too many crisis meetings, because when things go bad, it seems like in clubs, they make you do more. More crisis meetings, more training. We've got to fix it. Well, the thing is, whatever they're doing, for the last 5 years, they've started the year off well, and they're plateaued at the back end of the year. Something needs to change. The definition of stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. They need to change it up.
On that, Paul Mary McGregor takes Jason Nightingale out of the starting lineup in the week that he announces his retirement. Stroke the bear, poke the bear.
Oh, it's a tough one. It's a bit of both because the team always has to come first. But this guy has done so much for that club. I've never seen him not give it his 100% every game. It takes balls from the coach to be able to drop someone who is so experienced, played so many games and had so many great moments for that great club. And if that was the decision that's the best thing moving forward for right now to make them make semifinals, I'd say great. But if it's not, and he sees that it's not going to be something that it's going to add to what they're doing this year now, and it's for something down the track next year, I think it's a bad decision. Let him finish off the year and then move forward from there.
That was Stroke the Bear, Poke the Bear. Thank you to Benny Hannett.
It's never short of a week of drama in rugby league.
And we'll see you next week.